Welcome to London Runway Style. This is your guided exploration of collections and catwalks from London shows. Each episode, we take a look at a collection or article you can find in our pages, so if you want to listen with a visual aid, head to londonrunway.co.uk. Today, we're sharing a clip from the London Runway Virtual Festival 2021. From the 9th to the 15th of August, we hosted a range of live chats, performances, and demonstrations, including this one. Check out the video version on our IGTV at London Runway Mag. Hello everyone, good evening. Welcome to day 6 of the London Runway Virtual Festival 2021. Almost said the wrong thing there. I've already got to that point. We've only got one day left. So we are here for our Meet the Team session. So today what we're doing is we are going to be introducing you to some members of the team, doing a little bit of an interview with each of our team members, talking about what they do for the magazine, what kind of work goes on behind the scenes, so that you can get a bit of a glimpse of how we do things here at London Runway HQ. I say here, we work remotely. Here is a nebulous concept. And we're also going to get to hear some of the stuff that they get up to in their own time as well. So I, for one, can't wait. Before we even get into that, let's just do a little recap of what has happened so far in the London Runway Virtual Festival, because there's been so much stuff. I can barely keep up and I've been here for most of it. So we have had some really wonderful sessions so far already. We've had live music, lots of music actually. We've had some amazing interviews and talks with some really interesting people, which you are not going to miss. We had a live photo shoot, and we had also a live editing session to go through the images from that photo shoot so you can see the whole process. And we've had just lots of really amazing content. I can't even go into it all right now. If you have missed anything, don't panic, because you can still watch it back. It is all on our IGTV. So just head to our Instagram page, London Runway Mag, and then click on the IGTV tab. You will see the whole list of our videos from this whole session, this whole series that we're doing this week. We do still have a couple more sessions left. So tonight we have a Q&A session where you will be having the opportunity to talk to one of our photographers and ask some questions. We're going to just roll straight into that after we've done our Meet the Team. And then later on tomorrow, we are going to have, first of all, a Q&A session with just me called Ask the Editor, where we are going to be talking about editing, running a magazine, running a business, what goes into it, all that really interesting stuff. And, you know, if you've got any questions for that, by the way, you can actually start dropping them in our inbox as soon as you like. We will start taking them. And then after that, we're going to have a kind of a closing ceremony with some recaps and highlights of everything that's been going on. Plus, our giveaway winner will be announced. So if you have not yet joined this giveaway, you still have a chance. It is on our feed. If you scroll down, you will see there is a post called Giveaway, which, you know, kind of gives away what the point of that post is. Sorry, doing the puns already. So if you go ahead and click on that, read what you have to do to enter. There is still a chance to be up with an amazing prize, which is a feature in the magazine. Very exciting. Money can't buy kind of stuff. Well, money can buy it if you're an advertiser, but anyway. So please do enter that, and we'll be announcing that at the closing ceremony tomorrow. Now, on to today's excitement. So we are going to be meeting the team, as I say, and of course, who interviews the interviewer? Well, since I'm here already, I thought I might kick things off by just introducing myself and giving you a kind of sample of the sort of information that we'll be hearing from our guys later on. So I am Chief Editor Rhiannon de Vercq, and founder of the magazine also. I kind of do a little bit of everything behind the scenes. I do photo shoots. I sometimes write articles. I try not to. I try to let the guys do everything because they're much more capable than I am. But every now and then the bug comes and it scratches away at me and I think, oh yeah, I'll do another article. I edit. I think that's kind of evident in the name editor, right? I edit everything that comes in. check that it's consistent with our style and quality. Then I help make sure that the graphics team have everything they need to do the layout, check everything when it's been done, all that kind of exciting stuff. Mostly it's just a lot of admin. and I get everything shipped off to the printers so that they can get it printed up nicely for us. I get everything put online. And of course, lots of other tiny little bits behind the scenes. Mostly I just answer your guys' emails all day long. That seems to be it. And I do have some wonderful assistants who take a lot of the load off me as well. So yes, shout out to them for their hard work. And shout out to some other people. I tell you what, we are going to meet some amazing people. If you guys who are members of the London Runway team want to start putting your join requests in, I will get to them just a second. Because the last thing that I have to do with this little interview is tell you about what else I do outside the magazine. I do a lot outside the magazine as well as within it. But mainly, I'm an author and ghostwriter. I write a book series called Serial Investigations, which is available on Amazon. Plug, plug, plug. It's available on Kindle Unlimited, so you don't even have to spend any money to read it. I ghostwrite other people's books as well. So that's what I get up to. And my handle, if you want to find me and follow me just for myself, is at Rhiannon de Virk, my name, which is quite easy. Although quite hard to spell, but I think, you know, if you kind of, you get the Rhiannon bit down, you'll find me quite easily. Anyway, I'm tagged in a ton of London Runway stuff, so. Alright, let's see who we've got. Members of the London Runway magazine team. Let's get someone on for our first interview. I bet you nobody's going to volunteer. Do I have to choose someone? Here we go. Alright, I'm going to go... in we have a volunteer. Yes. When the teacher asks you to put your hand up and everyone's just quiet. No, the teacher likes it when there's a volunteer. Hello, Lauren.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Amazing. So tell everyone who you are and what you do.
Hi everyone, I'm Lauren and I am one of the graphic designers at London Runway. So every month I help do the layouts and just make everything look fresh and exciting. For your eyes.
Yeah, amazing. And actually did quite a few of the graphics for the London Runway Virtual Festival. So there you go.
The Instagram post.
And, I've lost There we go.
You lose me. I'm here still.
I did. Well, I did. Everyone else might not have. It might have been my connection. But sorry, go on.
No, it's all right. Well, that's the same. Yeah, I did do a few of the graphics for the virtual festival, which is good.
Yes, it was. Very well done. You do quite a lot of stuff outside of the magazine as well.
I do, yes. Where do I start? So I'm a part-time model as well, which gives me my interest in fashion and working in a fashion magazine. I have actually just been asked to do London Fashion Week.
Ooh,
so that's exciting. I'm really excited for that, actually. I'll be doing bridal wear, which is uncharacteristic considering I always wear black, but you know.
Well, hey, there's nothing wrong with a goth bride.
No, exactly. And I also buy and sell vintage and antique homewares, which is a new venture for me, which I found kind of through lockdown, actually. I started to follow Instagram pages that did all this vintage homeware, and I thought, actually, I could also do that. And I just have an interest in antiques and beautiful decor, and yeah, I thought, why not turn interest into a side hustle?
Yeah, and actually you're amazing at like thrifting as well, I have noticed. I'm very jealous about this.
Thank you. Well, I don't know, it's taken years of practice, I'd say.
Yeah, I haven't done the work. That's what the problem is.
It is, like, sometimes you really have to be dedicated. Like I said, I go to a lot of charity shops, and there are some which I know will be a pain to search through, but if you if you make the effort, you'll find the gems, basically.
Nice, good tip. Okay, got it.
It's all about perseverance.
Yeah, all right, well, I might not have enough of that, so I guess I'll just you just need to, like, take me with you one day and help me find some stuff.
I can do that, no problem at all.
Amazing. And if people want to go and buy some vintage homewares from you, where do they do that?
Well, I've got an Instagram page, which is at My Darling Decor, which I will add to the chat. But also, if you're local to the Kingston-upon-Thames area, I sell in the Antique Centre. I've got my own cabinet upstairs next to the cafe. Go and have a look.
Nice. And what about if they want to check out your modelling? Where do they go for that?
For that, you can follow me just at L_Rowley. And you can get in contact with me if you'd like to arrange any shoots.
I recommend.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Have you got anything else to add for our viewers?
No, I don't think so, other than keep buying and reading London Runway.
Yes, I like that. Keep selling. Good. Yeah. Thank you so much, Lauren.
All right, thank you for having me.
Lovely. All right, we're going to go to our next team member. There's going to be a lot of shots of me just tapping on the screen throughout this live. Who is Katie? And then just lots of me waiting for the connection to come through. Hey!
Hi!
Hi. How's it going?
Yeah, good, thanks. This is absolutely terrifying.
No! Breathe, it's fine. Look, I mean, I've been on here a week and I haven't managed to, like, knock anything over or make a fool of myself yet, so you're going to be fine.
Yeah, I was thinking about writing things that I have to say, but my brain is just gone. I've been driving all day. I'm so tired. I'll just free it. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, look, I find as well, if I have everything written down, I just get distracted. I kind of think, oh, no, what was it that I wrote down next? Oh, no. Which bit have I done? Which bit haven't I done? Oh, God. Yeah, it's too distracting. Let's go back to the beginning here, because I haven't even asked you who you are.
So I'm Katie Abson. I'm one of the staff writers for the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
So I write an article each month. I interned for the magazine for 3 months. And then I was asked to join as a staff writer. Within those 3 months, I did news reports, I wrote articles, I did a podcast, an episode for the Spotify account. And just right now, it's just like an article every month that I contribute to the magazine. Yeah.
Very capably so as well, if I may say. Tell us a little bit about the process of, I mean, you don't have to tell me because I know, but tell everybody else about the process of putting an article together. Like, how do we do that?
So every month the team gets to pitch either their own article, or we get like a list of articles that are already kind of pre-suggested in our little spreadsheet. I really enjoy the freedom of choosing what we want to write, and you're always very, you know, yeah, absolutely, like, there's not really many kind of rules or any kind of box that we have to fit into, unless it's kind of like not fashion related, so it has to be kind of alongside of that. But for me, I really enjoy kind of writing about diversity in the fashion industry and niche topics that aren't really explored or like need to be explored. For example, I think my favourite article to date is the first one that I submitted, which was femininity in men's fashion.
Yes.
I really enjoyed that article. I researched a lot for that article. But during that process and during the research, I realised how there really isn't a massive market for feminine menswear. And that is kind of like a gap in the market that needs to be filled at the moment. And the only kind of on, like the most successful kind of on the high street brand that kind of does more kind of feminine menswear is kind of ASOS. And that's the kind of like the only place that I really found. And then the rest is kind of Depop and stuff. But I really kind of tried in that article to, you know, make people aware that that is kind of a gap that needs to be filled. And there is, especially now, like when like inclusivity is really kind of coming to the forefront of like our kind of generation and our culture, it's really important, I think, to kind of explore that more and kind of get that into the industry more and write about it. But yeah, I've done other articles that, you know, one was Bridgerton versus like Pose and the fashion in that. Yeah, and I really enjoyed looking at kind of comparisons to fashion designers like Vivienne Westwood and like the kind of inspirations that they had kind of going into the shows and just stuff like that. And then another article I'll do like, I don't know what I've done. I don't know, summer essentials are kind of just very, I quite enjoy kind of going from like fluffy fun writing to kind of more political and engaging writing and stuff. And I think that the magazine really gives like flexibility to do that. So yeah, I really, really enjoyed the time doing it.
Yeah. I love it too. All right. What do you get up to outside of the magazine?
So right now I'm about to do a master's in publishing starting September in Manchester, which I'm terrified of, but you know, fingers crossed. Because this is my kind of passion, like writing and books and stuff, and I really want to learn more about the industry. Apart from that, I've been trying to write a novel for about 3 or 4 years, but as any kind of writer knows, every year that passes, you go back to your previous work and you're thinking, oh my God, what was that? What is that? Is that...
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so recently I kind of decided to scrap it all and go back to the very beginning. And just kind of, because my degree was creative writing, so I have like my whole skill set in that. That I really want to pursue as well, the business side of publishing and like more writing on the side, and yeah, that's about it at the moment. I think.
I think that's pretty exciting as well.
Yeah.
So where can people find you if they want to see more of your work, follow along with what you're doing?
So my main kind of handle for my writing is my Twitter, which is, what is it, KTAWriter1. But I have to admit, I'm just terrible at Twitter and I'm so rubbish at updating. I'm going to get more on that. But that's kind of where I update any followers or friends of what I've done for the magazine. So if there's like anyone who wants to read it, go there, basically.
Yes.
But yeah.
Amazing. Anything to add?
Thanks for reading us. We work hard, and obviously you work hard, like putting it all together, and it is an amazing magazine. It's really fun to work for and work with you guys. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. I love you guys. All right. Thank you for joining us, Katie.
Thank you very much. Yeah, you
see, it wasn't scary.
Well.
All right. Lovely to hear from you. See you soon.
Bye.
All right. So let's see who's next.
who we're going to go for. I think I saw Cecilia's request come up first, so I'm going to go with Cecilia. Keep giving the game away by telling you these people's names before they even introduce themselves.
Hi.
Hi, Cecilia.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Amazing. So, introduce yourself.
So, I'm Cecilia. I'm one of the fashion writers for London Runway. I started working here in March, I think, 2020. Mm. I started my internship and it lasted around 5 months, I think. And then exactly a year ago, I was offered, you know, a position for the, yeah, permanent stuff. And I write about, of course, fashion. My favorite topics are like styling, trends analysis, fashion history. And mm-hmm. I love analyzing like fashion houses, history and fashion designers. And what else? I do also the style guides, proposing like yes. conscious outfits and ideas for menswear, womenswear, and we introduced also kidswear this year. Mm-hmm. And apart from that, I also help Rhiannon with events.
Yes.
The Face of London Runway in July, and yeah, pretty much, that's it.
That's it, she says, listing 500 things. Yeah, so we actually usually have like 2 pieces of work from you in every issue, which is really cool.
Yeah, exactly. We always have the article and then the style guide. So it's like basically a writing piece and a more like visual styling type of work. And yeah, like for the articles first, I always like research my topic, like, you know, not a month in advance, but you know, I like to research carefully. And what else? For the style guide, I mean, that takes not a lot, but it's super fun. And
yeah.
basically, like, so many good websites, you know, conscious brands and sustainable brands. And yeah, I find, you know, all the ideas and the inspirations for the style guide. And of course, we always have like a theme for the style guide. So we just, you know, just propose different outfits every month.
Yeah, and I'm sure, like, it must be torture just, like, seeing all these amazing clothes and being like, oh, yeah. I want all of these.
Yeah, exactly. Especially because, you know, you see, like, so many good outfits, so many good combos, and then you have just to pick, you know, one or two, and they are yeah. all so good, so.
Yeah.
It's a bit of torture sometimes.
Amazing. And what do you get up to outside of the magazine?
So, outside the magazine, I work as freelance stylist and event designer. I studied event design and management, and before I did a BA in fashion styling and communication. So, I'm like working on mainly fashion events or cultural festivals and events. And yeah, that's the all like creative stuff. And yeah, I especially enjoy, of course, fashion shows. In the future, I really would like to work as producer for fashion shows. Yeah.
Yes. And then you must give us all media passes, of course.
That's good. You know, like I can attend events and then write about, you know, fashion shows and, you know,
yes.
all the exciting stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, amazing. And you must also remember your lonely chief editor when giving out the front row seats. Just
yeah, good pass also for you, yeah.
Yeah, I'm writing that down. That's a promise. No,
I can see myself, you know, together with, you know, the two of us, like front row.
Yes,
with like dark sunglasses and, you know.
Oh yes, with the attitude. Yeah, don't talk to us. Yeah,
sneaking into, you know, fancy parties.
Yeah, definitely. So, where can people follow you to see all of this amazing stuff happening?
Okay, so I'm more like a social media person, so you can just visit my website, that is ceciliabrognoli.weebly.com, or you can just simply type my name, Cecilia, in London Runway website, that is, like, I think, easier.
Yes, yeah, very, very likely, actually, yeah. Yeah, good stuff. Anything else to add?
No, let's wait for, you know, the next fashion week, and let's see, you know, all this stuff that is going to come up.
Yeah, oh, Phil has just said, don't forget that when you're planning your fashion shows, you must also give out the photographer accreditation. Yeah,
of course.
Yep. Everyone is already, by the time you do this, you're going to have like 35 requests already waiting.
The best thing ever. Yep.
Fantastic. All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Cecilia.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye, guys. See you.
See you. Wonderful. And let's see who is next. I think the next person. Oh, go on then. Since we just spoke about your comment, let's go for Phil.
Hello.
Hello. Wow, that's always a lovely sunny park.
So yes, I'm outside with my trusted bag, waiting for an event to start. And yes,
always
on the run. I'm one of the photographers for London Runway, and yeah, that's Phil. Waiting. It's too early today. I completely make the timing wrong, so I'm here.
I have to say, you don't really need to introduce yourself to anyone, Phil, because I feel like every single person who's involved in the fashion industry, even in a vague way, has already met you.
Maybe. I don't know. I was in a festival before. They didn't let me in. So someone still not know me.
You should have said, don't you know who I am? I'm Phil Mazzarino. Come on.
Exactly.
Kind of a running joke that whenever someone comes to me and says, oh, have you heard about this fashion show that's happening? I'm like, well, I'm sure Phil's already covering it, so.
Possibly, yes. Well, I've been quiet for a couple of years, like everyone, but we'll get back into it slowly. Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of photography that you do? Because we do editorials plus live shows, all of that. What's your favorite thing?
Mostly the fashion shows is my favorite thing, yes, definitely. Mm. Love it.
And
Is
there like a highlight of like one show from seasons past that you remember that's been your favorite so far?
I don't know. It was so happy. Everyone has just some interesting features, some lovely venues, some challenging with lights mostly. Mm-hmm. But yes, every show has its peculiarity that makes it interesting and amazing. Apart from the garments, which sometimes are crazy, sometimes are fascinating. But yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah, wonderful. What do you get up to when you're not covering 700 fashion shows?
I do some camera operator for sports events and some other filming. I just filmed a video clip last 2 weeks ago, and unfortunately I have to edit, which is stressful. Let's say that's stressful. But yeah, that's what I do in between one show and another.
Amazing. And where can people go to see all of this amazing work that you're producing?
That would be Phil Mazzarino on any platform. That is FILMAZZARINO on any platform. Yeah.
Yes. Everywhere.
It's like a brand name.
Phil Mazzarino Incorporated.
Exactly.
Phil Mazzarino Unlimited, we should call you.
Unlimited.
Yeah.
Estimate, 1969.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Anything else to add for our viewers?
Looking forward for Fashion Week and for the next fashion events that are coming in 2 weeks. No, next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Yeah, there's a lot of coming up. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, I can't wait to see the coverage.
Yeah, coming. That's it. Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you, Phil, for joining us.
Thank you.
Take care. Enjoy your show tonight.
Yeah, I will. Thank you. See you later.
All right. Wonderful. All right. We're getting through this nice and quickly. All right. Who do we have? Let's go for Jess. I noticed your invite came up a while ago. I'm trying to stay in order, but I'm not very good at it. Hi, Jess.
Oh, Lord. Oh, that was very quick, because my live is, like, really delayed, so it was just like, you're live! And I was like, oh, okay.
Go!
How's it going?
Good. How's it going with you?
I'm slightly mortified. This is my first live, so to just be thrown into it, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, well, baptism of fire. You know what they say? Just to learn how to swim, just dive in at the deep end. It's fine.
Oh, honestly. But it's okay. yeah.
So, yeah, introduce yourself.
My name is Jessica Carvalho. I am a content writer. I have been since, I want to say, March this year. I mean, every month feels the same, so. I am now part of the core team, and yeah, I just write articles every month. I pitch my ideas, I research, and I write.
I mean, there's a lot of work goes into it, right?
That's true, yeah. There's a lot of me and you. And yeah.
Amazing. So what else do you get up to outside of the magazine?
Outside of the magazine, before COVID, I used to dance a lot. Like, I was a dance captain for my university, and I was in a few squads, but ever since COVID hit, I haven't moved very much.
Yeah. Like most of us, yeah.
Yeah, so I've just been trying to explore different avenues of journalism. Like, I tried out with music, I'm going to look into scientific writing as well, and yeah, should be fun.
Exciting. Yeah, it's kind of hard to find ways to fill the time that the pandemic has kind of taken away. And what kind of articles do you like writing the most so far?
I quite enjoy fashion articles, because before I didn't used to write fashion very much, but I do enjoy also writing like social commentary or politics driven articles, which I did quite recently as well. And yeah, that's always fun.
Yeah, I enjoy those pieces as well. They're always quite nice. Yeah. Where can people find you if they want to check you out?
Mainly on Instagram. You can find me at WhatJessTypes. I have been neglecting it for the past months, but I will get back to it, I promise.
Yeah, you've got motivation now because all these people are going to go find you.
Exactly. So I will get back to it, but I am there.
Definitely, definitely. Amazing. Anything else to add?
Stay safe, definitely. And just keep buying London Runway, honestly.
Yes, please, please, please. Amazing. Thank you, Jess. Lovely to speak to you today.
And you. Thank you.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye. All right. I think, let's see, who have we got left? We're getting through it quite a lot now. I'm going to go for MJ next. Here we go. Just looking at my staff list. Just checking out who we've done and who we haven't done. Hi, MJ.
Hi. Just when I lost my Bluetooth. Oh, my
God. What a time.
Suddenly, okay. Anyway, let's talk without Bluetooth.
Yes, let's do it the old-fashioned way.
Just change the concept, you know.
Yeah. Hi. Last minute.
Hi. So how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine so far.
Excellent. Introduce yourself to everybody that's watching.
Oh, yeah. That's the main thing, you know. Hi, this is MJ. So I'm basically, my full name is Mitunjay Mitro. So it's big name, so people call me MJ. Yeah. So I am actually one of the photographer of this magazine. So I do fashion photography and I do real stuff as well. So you can see me in the fashion show, and as well as you can see me some kind of editorial suit. So yeah.
Just by coincidence, I have right next to me some of my
photos. Yeah, this is one of the editorial I did, and it was really hard work for me as well. So, actually, thing is that we need to manage the model, designers, and location as well, you know. So, editorial shoot itself is a very challenging, you know, I think so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we have a backup team. So, I have the makeup artist, other staff as well. So we do a collaboration and we work together. Yep. Last week also I did someone. Yeah, let's see.
Yes. Yeah, I always love when I get a little, oh, I'm just doing a fashion shoot. Like, oh, okay, can't wait to see.
Yes. It's lovely. His fashion show is a very lovely thing. So I love this as well. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask you whether you prefer to do editorials or catwalks.
So basically two things, both I like very much, you know, in the fashion show is basically also having some challenge. I likely challenge, accept the challenge, you know. So you don't need to put your creativity, it's something you're coming, there is a challenge with the lights, environment, but you don't think about the creativity. Yeah, itself there's a creativity, but in the editorial suit, you need to think about what kind of shot you are going to do and what kind of theme you are thinking for this. So many things you need to think about it. So yeah, both things are very challenging and very accepting for me, you know.
Yeah, I love that. You get to have like both sides of the challenge. That's nice.
Yeah, I love that. I love to accept the challenge, you know.
What else do you get up to outside of the magazine as well?
See, I have a professional with the IT industry. Okay, I am working for IT industry. Apart from this, I do product shoot as well. So I have some vendors. So they, I do product shoot for them. I think that's it. Nothing else. Yes.
Yeah. And also, of course, you make us all jealous every other week when we do our team meetings and you're in your garden. There's like lovely bird song going on in the background. And just
I love it. Yes. So, yeah, we can say I'm like, I love nature. You know?
Yes.
I lost you, I think.
Yeah, the connection isn't great today, actually. But I think I can still. It kind of comes and goes.
Sometimes I lost you.
Yeah. And where can people find you to see all of this lovely editorials and catwalks and product shots and everything else?
Yeah, they can find me in the London Runway magazine.
Yes, they can. Every issue.
Yeah, every issue. As well as they can connect you to find me as well. Okay, I have a website. I'm my website name is, actually I'm the founder of the DMG Studio. So in the full name, I have a website. So you can find me, dmgstudio.com. So this is my website. I am available in the Instagram as well. The same thing, that the_mj_studio. So
yes.
Yeah, I'm with Facebook as well. Yeah, with my full name, Mitunjay Mitra.
Yeah, that's the more challenging one to find.
Yeah, sometimes people don't know my full name. That's why I'm very surprised. You know, why they're not doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would say I can relate, but I think even my name is a little bit easier than your name, probably.
Yeah, it's my big name, you know, you can, so sometimes in the child, I'm also challenging to spell the name as well, you know, why my mom and papa give me this Mitri? Mitri is like a seed, you know, there is a God name, you know. Anyway, that's it, that's yeah, I am.
Big ambitions, why not?
Yes.
Love it.
Time.
Anything else to add, MJ?
Yeah. Be safe. Enjoy your life and keep follow London Runway Magazine. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, MJ, for joining us. Lovely to speak to you. Bye bye. See you later. All right. Who are we? Who are we now? Oh yes, we've got some lovely comments as well about MJ just in the chat. Which I didn't pass on, but I should have. I'm sure he can see them now. Let me just check on who we are missing. I know there are a few team members who can't join us today, actually, so I just want to shout them out. So Alex is our senior graphic designer. So she is very important to the team, of course. Helps us with our layout every single month and does a lot of work behind the scenes. A lot of the graphics that you'll see on our Instagram come from her as well. Yep, she's very talented. She's on holiday at the minute, which is very well deserved, I have to say. We have Amber, who is my assistant, publishing assistant. She is also busy today, but has done a lot of work behind the scenes for the London Runway Virtual Festival. I have to say. guys, by the way, if I can see a couple of people from the magazine, if you want to send me a join request, I will put you in. While I'm just blathering on about this bit a little bit, Amber is a very capable assistant who helps me out one day a week and also does a lot of stuff every other day of the week. we have, I think Candice is not able to join us today. So she's actually in the US at the moment, in her homeland. You would have seen her doing a really amazing performance for our opening day. Well, actually, we had some technical difficulties, so it actually came out on day two. Shh. But that's on our IGTVs because she's a lovely singer as well. Who else have we not had so far? Oh, I'm sure you will have seen Suhani if you've been watching us all week. She was on yesterday, actually, doing a live chat with a designer, Joy Julius. So please check that out because that was very insightful. And you'll get to know a little bit about Suhani through watching that as well. We have Karishma, another one of our designers. We have four graphic designers in total. Barbara is one of them. I don't know if she's watching right now, but can't come online. So those guys do between them all of the layout, which is a lot of work. Every month it takes a lot of us to get this little magazine out every time. Let's see if I've missed anybody. I don't think so, except for one more person who has just sent me a request, which is Ian. So we're going to bring Ian in now. Hello, Ian.
Hi there, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
So I'm having an absolute nightmare with the Wi-Fi at the moment. It's, as we keep seeing, we're dropping in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. It's just like, oh.
Look, it's what we always say. It wouldn't be a live event without some technical difficulties.
That's the one, yeah.
Amazing. Tell everybody who you are and what you do.
So I'm Ian. I'm one of the Photographers Magazine. I think we started way back near the start, haven't we, working with you? So first on the Fashion Week many, many years ago. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm wearing our cover, catwalks, fashion shows and things like that. So, yes, obviously work closely with Phil. Phil and I constantly keep bumping into each other at shows between us. So, yeah, we have a good roast between us, make sure we cover everything for the magazine for yourself, so which is a good thing. Yeah, great opportunity to work with yourself. And I think the main thing is working with all the other photographers, you get to see there's like a camaraderie that builds up. Everyone gets to know everybody else at the shows and everything. So, yes, that's one of the really good things we get to experience, even though we're stuck at the back, crammed in the end of the runway, sitting on top of each other. I know that some people think it's really glamorous, all the things you get to be a photographer at London Runway and magazines and things covering the catwalk shows, but you can sometimes spend an hour at the end before the show starts to keep your space and to keep things and to keep stuff sort of like, so you don't lose your space and you get the best position in the shots. So, yeah, that's what the joys of live events and challenges like that. So
yeah, it can get a bit argy bargy as well, can't it?
Yeah, we've had some things, had some photographers evicted from the pitch lane because of things, so yes, it's not without challenges.
Yeah, main challenge, other people.
Yes, that's the one.
You also cover some other things for us. We just recently did some work at the Pace of London Runway.
Yeah, that was a really good experience, meeting all the new up-and-coming stars of the future, which were really good, and everyone was so nice on the day and thoroughly enjoyed themselves. It was really good camaraderie, I think, going between everyone. There was people supporting each other and things like that, so yeah, it's really, really good. And it's nice to meet fresh faces as well, new people we haven't seen before, so hopefully Philly and myself and MJ will be able to work with someone in the future. That's where opportunities there, so a little nudge and things through for any other models out there want to catch up myself, Phil and MJ to do some more shoots. That'd be a good thing to do. So yeah.
Yes, reach out, be proactive.
That's it.
I will say, anyone who wants to ask any questions about photography, please do drop them in the comments while we're talking, and I will ask Ian some questions towards the end. In the meantime, though, tell me what else you do outside the magazine.
Oh, so I love arts and crafts and everything. So literally, I do. What do I do? I've got a 3D printer, which I started doing some of my own designs, doing 3D printing and doing some 3D printing stuff. So I started making my own photography accessories to go for my camera stuff as well as other things. Having got a daughter, so we designed some 3D toys for her to play with. So if she wants coins and things to play for different toys and things like that with different games and she has, I print them off on the computer and the following day she's got them. So it's quicker than Amazon, the speed at which you get some of it. So I also do arts and crafts stuff, engraving. So I've got a laser engraver. So I do laser engraving, cutting out and doing arts and crafts cards. So I do cards and gift cards and things as well. So in our wedding, I did all of our wedding invitations as well as all of the gift boxes and favor boxes. We had a cutter to cut all out and all design. Yeah, so I did all that lot and then do things like that. I also randomly do doll's house miniature stuff as well. So I've got a whole thing I've done before of doing that. I had a sale to a shop a few years ago. I used to provide to a shop for doing some stuff like that as well. But yeah, so it's a free charity thing. So the money I got from that, I just go to the charity for the local area. Yeah, so I tend not to do anything for like money things. So it's just more to give back to charity and things like that to help. So yeah, so that's the main thing. Bands, I love doing live gigs and shoots and things through as well. So there's a couple of the groups, Playmaker, who I spend lots of time covering things through and been following for ages. So yeah, I cover quite a lot of gigs as well as other ones. And through some of that, we've actually had some of the articles of people like Oriana in the magazine, haven't we? That we've read through fashion shows as well. So, and I was lucky to actually have my photo on one of her albums she did recently as well. So that's quite a nice thing to see some of my artwork actually in print, which is why it's brilliant in the magazine. You actually get to see a physical copy of some quality photos and some content stuff that the amazing writers actually produce and the graphic designers, all of that come together. It really is like a really good thing to see all actually in your hand. You can show somebody and go, oh, look, here's a magazine.
Yes, I agree. Love it so much. Where can people find you to see all of this amazing stuff you get up to?
So my main site is through Instagram, which is Photo by Ian, which is not difficult to forget. My website is also called photobyian.co.uk. So all my stuff is on there and my Instagram stuff as well. So people want to like the pages as well as Phil's and MJ's as well. So that'd be really good. Share the love across all three of us. Between us, we do a lot of work when it's during Fashion Week. I think it's like 30 odd shows we have. And I think last time Phil and I did between us, we did 30,000 images across that we have to sift through after all the shows to get the stuff through for the runway to give to magazine. So yeah, it does. There was a lot of time spent on a computer as well after the show. So yeah.
Yes, I think people don't realize how long it takes.
Yeah,
not just taking the photos is one thing, but actually going through them and editing them is a whole other thing.
Yeah, especially if you're like we did for Omir, I ended up doing it for the front row for her. They literally wanted a photo within an hour after the shot, after the show's been. So you end up sort of having to take your laptop there and then get all the stuff through, pick the right photo, edit it, and they want it in a particular format, the size, all of the dimensions, the pixels, all of the formatting has to be spot on when you're doing it. You've got somebody standing there with a USB stick waiting sit next to you while you're trying to edit frantically the shots. So yeah, so that does speed up your photography skills and your Photoshop stuff to make sure you're getting, I try and work 95% in camera first, and then the last 10% is just cropping the thing through. So I think understanding your equipment and how it works and understanding the environments and the lighting and everything to do first so you don't have to do any of that stuff afterwards massively helps. So I recommend anyone out there who's doing it is you can do stuff like, oh, well, you can learn everything in Photoshop afterwards. If you want to save yourself hours and hours and hours, like you probably do as well, you get it right in camera first off as much as you can do, and then just tidy up little cloney bits out here, there's a bit of stuff in the way, and then crop it or how you want to do it afterwards. So yeah, that's
I find myself so many times on photo shoots, say something might go wrong, like maybe the shirt that's turned up has a hole in it, I don't know, and I kind of go, oh, that's okay, I'll just fix that in post-production. And then about 5 hours later, after we've all done the shoot and finished, and I've actually started to think about the images, I go, oh my God, why did I say that?
Yeah.
Now I have to edit every single photograph to take out a little hole.
I think also when you do location shoots, so I'm lucky enough to have gone through some Trevor Yerbury and his family stuff through, and lots of other photographers are doing some seminars and masterclasses. And some of the key things I've learned is, yes, you can put a model and make a model, but it's location and surroundings around a particular location stuff through. So usually when you find a slot, I usually spend 5 to 10 minutes looking at the floor, the background, all the stuff around clearing things up off the need to off the floor out the way, because it's amazing. If you zoom in, you say it's a really good shot, somebody will pick up on the fact that there's a strange branch or there's a cigarette stub or something at the bottom of the screen, or there's a reflection of a bottle top or something that's caught one of the lights at the bottom of the screen that detracts from the shot. So yeah, it's the preparation that goes into it is the key.
I see. What I asked the other guys as well, what is your favorite? Do you prefer doing editorial or do you prefer doing catwalk?
So I really like doing location shoots. So I usually prefer going somewhere location. So in London, there's thousands of different locations you can go to. Really good. I think they're locking down now for if you have too much gear, carry on, look too professional, you get stopped and you get moved on and things through. But if you got understand your camera really, really well and you can pull the shots out straight away, you can move quite quickly through lots of areas in London and capture so many different location shots in one go. That it's your own studio in the world is free. You just need to find the location, walk around and stuff as well. So yeah, location shoots are really good. And I'm lucky because I got some lights. I slowly brought up from speed lights to an next bit of lights, and I've got rotor light stuff which I use. It's expensive, but it's portable and it's really good, and you can get somebody to hand hold it for you. And it's understanding light. So I went through a whole masterclass seminar on it, saying, oh, this is how you do light and how you light it and how you balance and stuff through and things like that. So you learn from other photographers' feedback, your mistakes. Never fear from trying something new, because you always, like yourself, always learn from your mistakes, big style. And you, as long as you remember that, you always get better and you improve and you improve and you improve. So yeah, it's one of the main things, I think, is a massive bonus to doing that sort of thing. So yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, anybody who wants to ask any more questions, please put them in the comment box. But I want to ask, if someone is watching all this and thinking, God, I'd really love to do that, that sounds really interesting, how would you recommend someone to get into fashion photography?
Well, my thing was actually just starting off some models, taking some photographs, building your portfolio up, trying to get it. So variations key, not just the one thing, so you're one shot wonder, just trying different things, trying different variations. Try and do different ethnical backgrounds and minorities and things like that. So I've shot people in disabilities, things through Asians, doing all different types of cultures, Indian. Understanding the culture also helps you understand what to approach your fashion company, say, I would like to cover your show. You can demonstrate all that lot and you've taken that, understand what the culture is, respect that if you're going to a particular show and how they feel. So it's all about how you come across yourself personally and how much you understand or saying, yes, I'm taking notes, who's responsibility on behalf of you, because they're your images, it's your brand that I'm going to be representing. If you practice and practice and practice and keep submitting, you will get lucky like I was, going into fashion week and getting accepted to it, starting off, and then gradually you get to start from the perimeter, and then after a few in the years you get to move towards the middle, and then you do four magazines, and you get to do four designers front row and front of house and things like that. So yeah, it is a slow process, but it is really rewarding when you get there in the end. So yeah, don't give up, don't feel disheartened. It doesn't happen the first time. It's look how many thousands of photographers there are now, and people got their mobile phones, what you can do now. I got an iPhone 12 and it's amazing the quality of the photos you get from that in portrait, and if you know how to use it on the apps and things through now. So yeah, it's making you stand out, something different that gives you that unique bit that people want to work with you and to engage with you. So yeah,
definitely. Thank you, Alison. Alison says it's fascinating. I agree.
When I started on photography, it was about 45 plus 46 years ago. I had a box brownie which mum had, and some old.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so I was literally in like 35mm 110 film and developing and doing stuff like that. So yeah, I started off in the first digital camera I had was a 2 megapixel Nikon camera and a Kodak 1.8 megapixel camera. It's just like, wow, it's like now look at it, it's like you can get a Nokia, cheap Nokia phone that's got more than that on it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Amazing. Do you miss the days of film?
I do in a way, yeah, because it's the actual, you have to understand the camera and how the settings work, so you can't look in the back of the screen. You have to look at it and go, I understand, I've turned that dial, I've done this bit here, yes, it's going to look really good when it comes out. And it's that understanding. I think with digital, you get lazy. People do seem to get lazy because they think the camera film does it all. I went to one of the photographer classes and things through, and the first thing he did was I got a hold of the masking tape and taped masking tape all over the back of my camera. So I couldn't see the screen, couldn't see any settings, wasn't allowed to do anything across the top. Well, I had to use the viewfinder and understand the dials on the camera and put it into full manual mode to learn, to go back to learning to think you're thinking film. And it really helps because you can quickly dial things back and forwards and understand what ISO means and the aperture and all the balance of things like that. So yeah, it's quite a, it's a frightening thing because I wasn't expecting him to do stick loads of tape on the back of my camera and go, there you go, you can't see anything now. But yeah.
Yeah, what a great tip for anybody who wants to learn. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, and I think it's the key bit is trying to understand the balance of natural light and how you manage that, and then engaging with models as well to try and direct them. So if you're doing a one-to-one shoot, I have a thing where I have a sign saying, like, you look left and right like that, head up and down, turn slightly and things. So if you're a distance from them, you can't really shout at them because you feel like you're barking orders, but you can just do a gentle thing like head to the side, to turn around a little bit, eyes to the left for me, things are eyes to the right. And it's those little things you build up a nice rapport with the model. If you're at ease, they feel comfortable. So yes, that's one of the things I've done. So yeah, it's quite an easy hint, it's something to use.
Yeah, it's really important to make sure the model feels comfortable to get the best performance out of them.
And then what I can do as well is look at the shots, well, show them the shots, how we're doing so far, and then get the feedback on how they think they're doing, and then what you can do and try and help. So it's basically you act as like a mentor to them during the shoot, and as soon as they start, they're a bit nervous and apprehensive, but after the end of it, they do come to get a bit more with it and go, oh yeah, I'm standing there, get into it now as well. And the other thing, if you're starting fresh model, I always say bring your most favorite piece of clothing with you, the best clothing you feel comfortable in, because you'll start natural with that shot, and then they feel more at home dealing with it in a strange environment if you haven't met somebody before. I find that really helps if they start up something like that, just to break the ice, if you like, and get them into the situation of working with you as well, if they're nervous.
Yeah, sure. Have you ever had any, like, big problems, like any big mistakes or things that you've had to sort of panic over that you've had to sort out on a shoot?
One, when I turned up to do a fashion shoot, they actually had no lights whatsoever at the show, and they had expected me to actually bring all the lighting for the catwalk with me. Luckily, I just finished a shoot in the morning and I had to have my stuff with me, and I actually had my lights with me, and I had to set up in the light stand. And that was the only light that they had in this club thing through for this shoot. So that was quite scary. And so that's one of the things. So it's always being be prepared, also thinking that, oh, memory cards, you can never have enough memory cards as well, and make sure you have them to hand, because if you always find that the wrong time, you end up running out of card with his card full, just as the next model is about to walk down the runway. So you need to work out how to quickly swap it out and have it all. So you should have it lined out in front of me in a little pouch, so I can pull one out and then turn it around and put the next one in. So yeah, that's been a bit of a panic a couple of times when you're thinking, particularly some of the shows, and they've at London Fashion Week, they have one thing had 135 looks with about 40 models who went on for like 2 hours. And it's you're thinking, running out of battery, running out of memory cards.
What is the process generally for you during sort of fashion week? Once you've actually taken the shots, what happens next?
Well, the main thing is, so I usually start looking at the designer to see what type of thing they do and what they're likely to do, location, where the event's going to be in, because some of the places you get to know, like if you do some of the things that 180 the strands and some of the other things, you've got Freemasons, if you shoot a lot, you can set your camera up straight away. So the first thing is understanding, as you get a bit early, to do a couple of test shots. If it's for another thing you're not shooting, at least to practice what the lighting is going to be, which is one thing. I usually try and find a spot on the runway when I'm doing the shoots so that the shots are consistent, so you get the foot down and the backdrop looks near enough the same at each shot, so it's consistency as well. And it's very difficult to try and catch it. But when I was in one of the shows, one of the Vogue magazines luckily mentored me through one of the bits of the practice to try and help me. So they said, you just count the model. If you get the sort of practice walkthrough, you can recognize if somebody walks faster and walks slower, how you can pace. So you can try and say, oh, they walk faster than the other ones, so you're ready. to line up your spots on the catwalk to take the shot. So that's always a good thing to have a bit of preparation around that. I try and shoot in bursts. I do one shot at the back, one middle, and one at the front, and do headshots. So you cover different aspects because the designer may want to close up a particular thing as jewelry. Mm. If you've got a full length shot and they come closer towards the front of you to capture that, then you can do that type of thing. So you have to try and do bursts, not cover thousands of shots for one thing. I usually do a burst and next bit and the next bit afterwards. And then after that, it's just spending time on a computer, filing them all in a nice neat folder so you can find stuff afterwards, because I've had a couple of designers come back 2 years later going, oh, can you just send me this shot you did a couple of years ago for some of my things? So I've got a NAS drive and it sits in that, like an 8 terabyte NAS drive, and it's full of stuff. And I've got stuff backed up in the cloud. I've got stuff backed up on local hard drives as well. So yeah, I always back up things 3 times because you never know when you might have a issue with something that you lose something, which is key. So yeah. And then it's just basically then having a template. So I have a template in Photoshop of the different size. So I can automatically click on a button. It crops it to the right format I need to do. So if I upload it, it's not too big because lots of things have to be a certain size, certain sort of like resolution of the actual shots you send to them for the images and editing side of things. So yeah. And that workflow really helps massively speed things up afterwards.
Yeah, definitely. Photography, pretty expensive hobby to get into, hey?
Yeah, so when I started off, I literally had a small cheap camera, and then I sort of had it for a while, learned, and then traded up, and you get the next bit. I always buy secondhand stuff. I never buy new camera stuff. So when the next model comes out, or your 2 models comes out, I then look at upgrading to one that's 2 years old.
Yes.
So I've got like a Sony A7R2 at the moment, which I bought second hand, which is like half the price if under the latest version. So always the best and newest isn't the best and newest if you want to do it. I mean, I still got my old camera I use, which is like 15 odd years ago. I bought it and it still does really good for what you need to do in certain circumstances. So yeah. You don't have to spend the top. I think the main important things is lenses. So look at the lots of things you do with cameras at the moment. You have the camera body, but it's the lens that goes with it because the mount doesn't change. If you want more functionality, better megapixels, you can just put the same set of lenses onto the different camera. But the lenses are the things you need to really try. And I think is the main thing I've learned is if you're going to invest in something, don't think, oh, it's really cheap, I'll buy that and upgrade later. It's worth just living something, practicing, and then saving up to try and get something as an investment, because your art will stay with you forever then. I mean, I've had some of my lenses for 10 years now that I still use. So
yeah, absolutely, yeah. Any other, like, amazing bits of advice that you've picked up along the way?
I think the key is at least listening. So listening to other photographers. So if you there's never a stupid question to ask. I've looked at somebody who's got something they set up, or they're working a particular thing, and they go, oh, how do you do that? Sometimes they're not really that sort of willing to give other trade secrets, if you like, but they can give you little pointers and things. So if you're starting off, I had somebody approach me and said, oh, I'd like to get into it, can you do it? And I actually got them a ticket to actually come with me and shadow me on an actual photo shoots as well, and also at Fashion Week. And they tried it out themselves to see if they liked it, didn't like it, because it's not for everybody.
No.
People think it's really glamorous, you get to go to all these shows and things through, but as I said earlier, if you're stuck in a pit with 7 photographers sitting on top of you for an hour before the show starts, just for a 3-minute show, some people, it's not for them, because they have to turn up and just be there and enjoy the atmosphere. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Know that's what I want to do.
Yeah, thanks.
That's right. Yeah, definitely. I think the last time I did Fashion Week, I remember I was sitting on the floor because I'm short, so I can't be with you guys at the back. I have to be in the middle on the floor. And I had one knee underneath somebody's stool. My other knee was underneath somebody else's knee. My elbows. Yeah, it can be quite unglamorous for sure.
Yeah, I think one of the shots, it has about 3 meters wide the pit, and then a little about 2 meters deep. And I think one of the shows is like 60 plus photographers all crammed into that one area. People like nearly sitting on top of each other, kneeling on top of each other, using their shoulders in front of them to balance their lens on the shoulder to shoot through the little gaps as well for space and things. So yeah, it does get crazy in a sense. Amazing when you see the people actually turn up for the shows all looking in horror and all come at their phones and taking shots of us, the pictures, see, they can't believe how many people are scrummed into one little bit at the back of the show. I think the worst one is Pam Hogg. The show for that one there is literally like, I've got maybe 2 hours before the show to actually shoot, and you have to stay there.
Yeah.
And you cannot move, so you tend to sort of think, do I need to go somewhere to be comfortable before I'm going to sit here knowing I'll be in the same spot for 4 hours potentially? Yeah. So, yeah. Because if you move, you lose that vital 2 inches that gives you enough freedom to maneuver and to shoot with, so yeah.
Yeah, I have to say, I was when I just go as a guest now, and I go and watch, and there are shows where I'll get front row, and then you turn up to Pam Hogg, and you go, okay, can't even see the catwalk. There's too many people in the room. Yeah. Amazing. Oh dear. I think we don't have any more questions so far. So I will say, thank you, Ian, for being extremely informative and giving us a little bit of extra value here.
Yeah, and if anyone's got some comments in the chat to me on Instagram and things, will reply back and do things. So yeah, but
yeah,
the key thing is never give up. Always keep trying and trying, and you will get things through. Don't feel disheartened if it's not coming up perfectly and you expect it to. But you just learn and do research, working out what's gone wrong. We'll ask people to reach out and help. I'm sure Phil and MJ will be more than happy, as well as myself, to help critique or do something, give some advice to other people if they want to. So.
Yeah, definitely. And of course, this whole thing is going to be saved on IGTV. So people can also, if you're watching this after the event, you can leave comments on the video as well and ask some questions if you'd like.
Cool.
We'll point Ian in your direction. So, yeah, thank you so much for joining us, for talking and giving us invaluable advice. Lovely to see you in actual colour and 3D and everything.
Yeah, and hopefully we come back to Fashion Week in September again, then we can all meet up again and get back to normal, because COVID's obviously taking a break from, like I said, Phil said earlier, it's like you've had a long break, a period of time, so it'd be good to get back into it again, so that'd be really good.
Yes, definitely, yeah, and get back to in-person meetings and all of that.
That's it.
All right, thanks, Ian.
Yeah, cheers, thank you, bye.
Right, I hope you guys have enjoyed watching all of our little chats with our team today. As I say, that wasn't even the full team, because there are some people who couldn't make it, so I hope that gives a little appreciation for how much work goes in behind the scenes to just make an issue, even just one this big. There really is a lot of people working hard behind the scenes who were all very passionate about it, and I love my team. So please, again, a reminder, join us tomorrow for the last day of the London Runway Virtual Festival. I can't believe we're at the last day already. It's been so amazing. Everything that you've missed already, if you haven't seen it, is on IGTV, so don't fail to go and check those out. They're there permanently. Tomorrow, you have the opportunity to ask me as many questions as you would like as an editor, photographer, writer, whatever part of my background you want to quiz me on. So please do drop us a DM or put it on a post somewhere and start bringing those questions in. And we will see you tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow at 3 p.m. I think. I can't quite remember. It's been a long week, but the schedule's on our highlights, so you can't miss it. Yeah, thank you for joining us for one more day. See you tomorrow.
This episode of London Runway Style was recorded during the London Runway Virtual Festival 2021. You can check out the video version on our IGTV at London Runway Mag. You can find full issues as well as interviews, articles, trend reports and more at londonrunway.co.uk, and follow us at London Runway Mag on most social media channels. Until next time, enjoy.